今日讲到的经文呢，是记载在马太福音九章三十五至三十八节，请听我读出。耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。经文读毕。今日是由石守忠传道为我们证道，他的讲题是求主打发工人。
Can we pray together first?
让我们一起祈祷。
Father God, we come to you humbled and ask that you would speak to us. Please give us your heart, convict us, make us more like your son Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. When was the last time you saw something that made you sick to your stomach?
你上一次見到一啲咧令你好反胃嘅嘢係幾時咧
？Two weeks ago, all three of my children caught the gastro bug, and one after the other, they all threw up in their beds in the middle of the night.
兩個禮拜前，我三個仔女咧不斷輪流咁樣病啦，有腸胃病，一個接一個咁半夜嘔。
And so for three nights in a row, my wife and I would wake up to screaming and crying, and we would run into their room and see a revolting mess of vomit all over the bed sheets and the blankets and the pillows.
所以連續有三晚，我同我太太咧都俾尖叫聲同喊聲吵醒。我哋入到間房見到嘅就係所有床單啦、所有被鋪啦，全部都係嘔吐物。
Now this happens so often in our family that we actually have a routine now。
呢樣嘢喺我哋屋企成日都發生嘅，所以我哋已經有一個咧好既定嘅流程噶啦。
Joe would change the bed sheets, and I would wash the children。
我太太阿 Joe 咧就會負責換床單啦，我就會幫啲仔女沖涼。
So she would toss the dirty sheets into the washing machine, and then I would tuck the freshly washed kids back into bed and put a bucket next to her in case she vomits again, and then we all go back to sleep.
咁我太太會將所有污糟衫抌落洗衣機啦，我就會將沖乾淨涼嘅仔女咧放翻上床，然後喺佢哋側邊擺一個桶，以防佢哋再嘔。於是我哋兩個就翻房瞓覺啦。
Now, what do you do when you see something that makes you sick to your stomach?
當你見到一啲好令你反胃嘅嘢嘅時候，你會點做咧
？There are actually two appropriate human responses to illness.
通常人對病咧都有兩種自然反應嘅。
Now the first one is disgust. Yuck.
第一個反應就係覺得好厭惡啦，好嘔心啦。
Disgust makes you draw away.
厭惡會令到你退縮。
Disgust repels you.
厭惡會令到你遠離。
You try to get as far away as possible from the sick.
你盡可能會遠離病人。
But the second response is tenderness.
但有另外一個反應就係温柔。
You see, unlike disgust, tenderness, ironically, moves you towards the thing that is making you sick to your stomach.
同厭惡唔一樣，温柔反而會使你靠近令到你反胃嘅嘢。
Now, why on earth would you ever move towards the sick?
咁點解你會願意靠近病人嘅咧
？As humans, if we are concerned for our own well-being, it would make sense always to run away from disease.
其實正常嚟講咧，當你見到病人嘅時候，你應該會有咁遠走咁遠嘅。
And yet, you would be disgusted at my behavior if, as a father, I saw my children vomiting in their beds in the middle of the night, and then I just simply went back to sleep.
但如果作為一個父親，你見到你嘅仔半夜嘔，而我反而係會翻房瞓覺，你會覺得我呢個行為好嘔心。
See the thing in us that produces a tender response to the sick is love。
咁係啲咩使到我哋對病人產生温柔嘅回應咧？係愛。
And not just love, in fact, but compassion。
其實唔單單係愛，仲有係憐憫。
You see, compassion is a response of pity towards the weak.
其實憐憫係對弱者憐惜嘅回應。
Compassion says, "Oh, you poor thing, let's get you cleaned up."
怜悯系会话咧，哎呀，呢一个细路仔真系惨啦，好可怜啊，等我帮你清理一下啦。
Compassion repudiates our self-preservation instincts and fixes our attention upon the needy and the helpless.
其实怜悯系会使我哋放低自我保护本能，将我哋嘅注意力咧集中喺嗰啲需要同埋无助嘅人身上。
Now, if you can understand the power of compassion in the way a loving parent cares for their sick child, then you can start to appreciate the focus of our sermon today, which is the compassionate heart of Jesus.
如果你能够从一个父母照顾仔女病嘅时候嗰一种怜悯嘅力量咧，你就开始可以理解到我哋今日讲到嘅重点，就系耶稣基督去怜悯嘅心啦。
Now, our passage opens with a verse.That summarizes for us everything that Jesus has been doing since he began his ministry.
我哋今日所读嘅经文咧，系总结咗耶稣所作嘅事工。
Matthew chapter 9 verse 35 says, Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness.
喺马太福音九章三十五节嗰度讲。耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲神天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。
Now at this point in his ministry, Jesus has already been active for quite some time, and in the previous five chapters, Matthew records for us a number of stories of Jesus teaching and preaching and healing.
喺呢个时候，其实耶稣已经活跃咗一段时间，喺。头嗰五章系之前嗰五章咧，马太已经记录咗耶稣嘅教导啦、佢嘅宣讲啦、同埋医治嘅故事。
But here in our passage, Jesus sort of encounters a problem.
其实喺呢度我哋读到咧，耶稣遇到一个问题。
In verse 36, we read, "When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd."
其实喺三十六节我哋读到。佢睇到好多嘅人就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
Now the text does not spell it out explicitly, but the use of the word crowds implies that there are so many sick and needy that even Jesus himself could not meet all of them.
其实经文虽然冇明确嘅解释，但系用到许多的人呢一个词语，就表明病人同埋有需要嘅人咧，系多到连耶稣自己都应付唔到嘅。
And so Jesus turns to his disciples and he states the problem.
於是耶穌就同門徒講出呢個問題啦。
Verse 37, then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few."
喺三十七節講，於是對門徒說，要收的莊稼多，作工的人少。
Jesus says the need is so great, and yet there aren't enough workers to fill the need.
耶穌話需要有好多，但係工人太少啦。
So What is his answer then?
咁究竟佢嘅答案系咩咧？
Verse 38, ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into the harvest field.
喺三十八节，耶稣讲：所以你们当求庄稼的主，打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
Jesus commands his disciples to pray.
耶稣吩咐门徒要祈祷。
He tells them to pray that God will send out more workers who are moved by compassion.To work in the harvest fields.
耶稣同门徒讲，叫佢哋祈祷，求神差更多有怜悯感动嘅人去进入庄稼嘅地方。
But even though he begins with prayer, he does not end with it.
虽然耶稣系以祈祷开始，但佢冇就咁停咗喺度。
And in the next chapter, Jesus follows up this response with action by commissioning his 12 disciples to go and cast out demons and to heal people in his name.
在下一章咧，耶稣就派咗佢嘅十二门徒去奉佢嘅名去赶鬼同埋医治。
And so to summarize, Jesus' ministry was to teach and proclaim the good news of the kingdom while healing those who are sick and possessed by demons.
总括嚟讲，耶稣嘅事工就系教导同埋宣讲天国嘅福音，同时亦都医治同埋医治嗰啲有病同埋被鬼附嘅人。
But when he saw the immensity of the need out there in the hopeless crowd, he was moved by compassion, and so he mobilizes his disciples to then take part in the work of the harvest.
当他见到有很多绝望同埋有好多有需要嘅人嘅时候，耶稣就被怜悯所感动，就差派门徒咧去参与收割嘅工作。
Now, I hope that you can see one big implication from our study of this passage.
我希望你可以从这段经文看到一个很重要的事实。
This whole thing, and you can make an argument that all of Jesus' actions for the rest of this gospel was motivated by something that had happened within him.
就是耶稣在福音书里面跟着的行动，其实就是基于在他里面发生了一些事。
What had happened was that something happened, something made him sick to his stomach.
究竟发生什么事呢？有什么令到主耶稣觉得反胃的呢？
What made our Lord sick to his stomach?
究竟是什么令到主觉得反胃呢？
It was the endless crowds of hungry and sick.
是那一群饥饿和有病的人。
Hordes and hordes of people with no spiritual hope.
是那一群毫无属灵盼望的人。
People who stood outside the gates of God's kingdom and could not get in.
是那一群站在天国大门出面而没办法入到去的人。
And what he saw made him think of sheep without a shepherd.
这些情景令到耶稣呢，想起那些没有牧羊人的羊。
They were defenseless and lost and ready to be eaten by wolves.
他们很无助，他们迷失方向，随时都被狼会吞噬。
And when he saw this all, what was his response?
当耶稣见到这群人的时候，他有什么反应呢？
Was it disgust?
是不是觉得很厌恶呢？
Yuck! Look at these crowds of sin-riddled filth. Oh, I better hurry back to heaven.
他会不会说这一班满身罪恶、污糟邋遢的人，我都是最好早点回天堂了？
No, no. It was tenderness.
不是，而是温柔。
The more brokenness our Lord Jesus saw, the more his heart swelledAnd the more his attention became fixed upon the broken and the sick.
耶稣的心被触动，他被这些破碎和有病的人所吸引。
He said, "You poor thing, let me get you cleaned up."
他说这个小孩真可怜了，等我快点帮你清理干净吧。
Let me forgive your sins.
等我赦免你的罪。
Let me tell you that the kingdom of God has drawn near and that its gates are open to you.
等我告诉你知，神的国已经近了，大门已经向你敞开。
And so there's something very important that I want you to understand about this very short passage here.
在这个这么短的经文里面，我希望你们明白一件很重要的事。
Do you know that this passage is a window into the deepest core of God's nature?
这段经文让我们看到神最核心的本质。
Let me ask you a question. Which is more central to God's character? Is it his justice or his mercy?
哪一样是更加似神的性情呢？是公义啊，定是怜悯呢？
Which one of these is more of God? Is it holiness or love?
是神的圣洁定是他的爱呢？
Which describes God better? Anger or compassion?
哪样能够形容神多啲呢？是义怒定是怜悯呢？
Now you might be tempted to answer, well, of course it's both, or all of it equally.
你可能答两样都是，或者全部都是。
You might say that it's 50-50, right? Equal parts justice and mercy, equal parts holiness and love, equal parts anger and compassion.
你可能答一半一半啦，公义同怜悯一样咁重要，圣洁同爱或者义怒同埋怜悯都同样重要。
You would be wrong.
但是你错了。
See, if you read your scriptures carefully, you would see that our God has not revealed himself as some sort of artificial yin and yang balance of light and dark. No, no, that is a made-up human sentiment.
如果你认真地读圣经，你会发现神不是那种光明和黑暗并存的阴阳平衡，这些只不过是人自己想出来的东西来的。
God's deepest revealed character towards others is his compassion towards the weak.
神向人所启示去最深的性情，是去对弱者的那种的怜悯。
Now this is evident upon virtually every page of the Bible. But if you want a quick proof, then I will give you a homework assignment.
其实圣经每一页都是表明这一点，但如果你想证实一下，我可以给个功课你。
If you don't believe me, then this week I want you to read all 150 Psalms.
如果你唔信，嚟紧呢个礼拜你可以读晒诗篇150篇。
And then after that, I want you to answer this question: What is God like?
如果跟住之后咧，你就答我呢个问题：究竟神系点样嘅咧
？Your answer will be this: He is compassionate and gracious and merciful.
你嘅答案将会系神系有怜悯、有恩典同埋有慈爱嘅。
And He has a special love for the weak.
而佢对弱者系有一份特别嘅爱。
You see, God cannot help His nature. The neediness of His children draws Him near, just like a loving father towards a sick child in the middle of the night.
神嘅本性就系咁噶啦，好似一个爸爸佢会半夜起身去照顾一个有病嘅仔女一样。
He will descend into disease and death to rescue the spiritually hopeless.
神系会进入疾病同埋死亡当中去拯救属灵上冇希望嘅人。
And when you understand this, then you will understand the objective of Jesus' ministry and mission.
如果你明白呢一点咧，你就会理解到耶稣事工佢嘅使命嘅真正目标啦。
As the Son of God, He descended into disease and death to rescue the spiritually hopeless.
作为神嘅儿子，耶稣亲自进入疾病同埋死亡当中。去拯救属灵上面毫无盼望嘅人。
He stuck his hands into our filth to make us clean.
去伸只手入去我哋好污糟嘅地方去洁净我哋。
He opened a way for the undeserving to enter his kingdom.
去为嗰啲唔配嘅人开咗一条进入天国嘅道路。
The very first line of the very first sermon that Jesus gives in Matthew sounds like this: Blessed are the poor in spirit.For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣在马太福音里面第一篇的讲道第一句的说话，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
He guaranteed that very promise for us with his blood that was shed on the cross.
主耶稣是用他在十字架上面所流的血，为我们担保了这个应许。
Jesus died for the harassed and the helpless, the shepherdless sheep.
主为嗰一啲困苦流离、冇牧羊人嘅人而死。
You know why? Because, well, simply that's just who he is.
因为呢一个就系佢嘅本性。
If there's one thing that I want you to take away from today's message, then it is this.
喺今日嘅信息当中，我想你记住一件事。
Our mission here at CCC.Must be motivated by the same heart of compassion that God has for the lost.
我哋喺 CCC 嘅使命就系要由好似神一样嗰一份怜悯嘅心嘅人所推动。
Do we have the same in Mandarin? It's 难过 this feeling of agony when we looked out at the harassed and the helpless.
当我哋见到嗰啲困苦流离嘅人嘅时候。我哋系咪同样觉得难过咧
？Do we share the same compassion when we look at all the people suffering in our own community？
我哋喺我哋嘅社区里边见到有人受苦嘅时候，我哋系咪都有同情怜悯嘅心咧
？Are we sick to our stomach when we see the afflictions of others？
定系我哋见到人哋痛苦嘅时候，我哋反而觉得好反胃咧？
When we see their broken relationships, their spiritual crises, their loneliness and their struggles with mental health or grief or loss or pain or anxiety or hopelessness.
定係佢哋嘅破碎嘅關係啦，佢哋屬靈嘅掙扎啦，佢哋嘅孤獨，佢哋嘅精神健康問題、失落、痛苦或者焦慮呢一啲嘅嘢，我哋見到嘅時候係咪覺得反胃咧
？Let me be clear.If we do not have this, then we do not deserve to church plant.
等我讲得清楚一啲，就系如果我哋完全冇怜悯嘅心嘅话，我哋根本就唔配植堂。
My dream is to see our church be a community that, just like God, moves towards the weak, not away from them.
我嘅梦想系希望我哋嘅教会咧，能够成为一个好似神咁样样，会走向软弱者嘅群体。
I want gospel co-workers who are so tender-hearted that they will weep at brokenness.
我渴望做一个可以同破碎的人一同落泪的福音工人。
I want people who can meet the brokenness of others with the good news of Jesus Christ.
可以用耶稣基督的好消息去安慰那些破碎的人。
People who are eager to declare, just as Jesus did, repent and believe in the good news, for the kingdom of heaven has come near.
好像耶稣基督这样去宣告，当悔改，相信福音，因为天国近了。
Now, as I said before,After this pivotal passage here, Jesus commissions his 12 disciples for ministry.
在这段关系之后，耶稣就差遣去十二个门徒去服侍了。
But this commissioning in this chapter, in chapter 10, foreshadows a greater commissioning that takes place at the end of this gospel.
在第十章里面的差遣，其实正正就是福音书结尾的时候，那个大使命的预表。
Matthew chapter 28 verse 18, you should all be quite familiar with this. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
在马太福音28章18节这样说，你们要去使万民作我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Jesus has commissioned each one of us believers to also be a co-worker in the harvest.
耶稣同样差遣我们每一个信徒成为庄收庄稼的工人。
His command to go is a command to each of you sitting here.
耶稣的命令去，这个命令其实是给我们在座的每一位。
And don't forget, actually, his first command is to pray.
但不要忘记，其实耶稣的第一个命令是要我们去祈祷。
Matthew 9, verse 38. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore,to send out workers into his harvest field.
在马太福音九章三十八节，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
Let me finish with a story.
让我用一个故事作结束。
Many years ago, I was discipling a young man. We'll call him Matt.
在很多年前，我带领一个年轻人做门徒训练，咁我哋就叫呢个年轻人做 Matt。
Now, I loved meeting up with Matt because he always had a very pleasant demeanor, a guaizai type of energy.
我好鍾意同阿 Matt 见面嘅，因为佢好有礼貌啦，系一个乖仔。
Any of you guys know Raymond and Dora's son, Justin?
大家都认识 Raymond 同 Dora 个仔 Justin，
系咪？ He's pretty tall, yeah. If you know what Justin's like, he's a very happy-go-lucky, cheerful kid, then you sort of had an idea of what Matt is like.
Matt 就好似 Justin 一樣，係一種係嗰一種咧，好開朗啦，充滿陽光氣息嘅男仔。
Now one day during our weekly church prayer meeting, we were spending some time praying for our non-Christian friends.
有一日，我哋喺每週嘅祈禱會裏邊，我哋為身邊未信嘅朋友嚟到祈禱。
When it was Matt's turn, I heard him say, "And I just want to pray for my friend Stanley." And then he just stopped talking in the middle of the sentence.
轮到阿 Matt 祈祷嘅时候咧，我听到佢讲：我只想为我个朋友 Stanley 嚟到祈祷。但系跟住之后佢就停咗啦。
And so I opened my eyes to check on him, see what happened, and I saw him hunched over, with his shoulders heaving.
咁我擘大眼望一望阿 Matt， 我见到佢低头，个膊头喺度喐下喐下咁样。
He was sobbing, quietly, but quite uncontrollably.
原来佢喺度细细声咁喊。
After a couple of minutes or so of awkward silence, he finished his prayer.
过咗几分钟之后，佢就开口继续祈祷啦。
I want to pray for my friend Stanley, who said he doesn't want to read the Bible with me anymore.
佢话我想为我朋友 Stanley 祈祷，因为佢唔想再同我一齐读圣经啦。
Matt was so heartbroken by his friend's decision to turn away from God.He broke down in tears in the middle of prayer.
Matt 为咗呢个朋友离开神嘅决定而感到非常伤心，所以喺祷告里边佢喊咗出嚟。
You ever break down in tears in the middle of prayer for the lost?
你有冇喺祈祷嘅时候为咗失丧嘅人而喊呢？
You mark my words. Our church plant, no, our mission as a church will go nowhere.If we do not see more people breaking down in tears for the lost.
请记住我说话，如果我哋冇为失丧嘅人嚟流泪，我哋教会嘅使命就一定唔会成功。
We will fail at everything we do.
我哋会注定失败。
But on the other hand, if we can be captured by God's heart of compassion, then anything we do from this point will bear fruit times 100-fold.
但系如果我哋能够抓住神嘅怜悯，咁样由而家开始，我哋所做嘅一切事工都会结出百倍嘅果子。
Let's pray.
让我哋一齐祈祷。
Our Father God, we give you thanks that you loved us beyond what we deserved, that you saw our sickness, our sin, our failures, our rebellion, and rather than condemning us, you came to us in your Son Jesus, saved us by your grace, amazing grace. Now, Lord, please give us the same heart that Jesus did, and commission us for your work to go out into the harvest, to sacrifice, to suffer, to proclaim the good news of the kingdom in Jesus Christ, who died and was risen again so that we might be saved. In your Son's name we pray, amen.